Hadiri la Called the Neshama Yisera. Many people have the tendency of turning Shabbos into something physical. And they say you can eat as much as you want because the weight all goes on the Neshama Yisera and that leaves with you after Shabbos. But Lamaisa, the Neshama Yisera says something out of this world. He says that normally, on a regular day, a person's made up of a guf and of a neshama. And your neshama is stronger than your guf. That's how it's supposed to be. But because we're very materialistic, so during the 6 days of the week, our guf is more than our neshama. Our guf is stronger, and our neshama tries to fight to get out. But on Shabbos, he says, your neshama yetera. Your neshama is more than your guf. Really, he says on Shabbos, there's no reason to eat food. You don't have to eat food on Shabbos because you're a neshama. But we eat because we're doing a chesed with our guf. As we mentioned, Rav Shlomo Al-Kabatz, the Manos Halevi, whose kever you guys hopefully are going to go be seeing very, very soon. He says about the concept of singing. Singing a little child, when the child is sad. So we sing to the child because it reminds the child it's just come from Shemayim, where the Malachim were singing, the Shir of the Malachim. And the sound of the song reminds the child of the Shir of the Malachim. And as well, an elderly person, when their body is failing, their guf is weakening, and their neshama is able to be more vibrant as well, and it's the music, it's the sounds of the nigun, which reminds them also of the Shira of the Malachim. That's what we try to do on Shabbos. When we sing on Shabbos, we're singing because we're a Malach, and we're the Shira of the Malachim, and we have the Malachim singing with us. So it says they come to our house Erev Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Hashem comes to visit every home Friday night with two Malachim, a good one and a not so good one. And if the house is set up beautifully and everything's ready for Shabbos, and the table is set out in white and the candles are lit, then the good Malach says, this is how it should be next Shabbos. And the not so good Malach says as well, Amen, this is how it should be. And if Chas V'Shalom, the house is not ready for Shabbos properly, then the not so good Malach says, this is how it should be the next Shabbos also. And the good Malach is compelled to give that same bracha. And therefore, Shabbos requires preparation. You can't just run into a Shabbos. You can't chop a Shabbos. Shabbos, you're something else. It's one of the reasons, as Rechleski pointed out, why there's such a special inyan to go to the mikvah. It's something, it's right now especially, you have a mikvah next door. It's so gishmak. It's not the physical water. It can maybe come with some more hair on your face than you had before you went in. But it's a spiritual sense. It's brought down in a very, very old sefer. He writes, Baduk u'menusa. It's known and checked, been proven. There are three things a person can do if they want to feel the neshama yisera of Shabbos. If you want to feel that you're in neshama, there's three things you can do. The first one is go to mikvah or Shabbos. It's easy. The second one is to be ready, dressed for Shabbos before Shabbos. Not like you're still showering when it's already mincha time and still throwing on your clothes. You're dressed for Shabbos before Shabbos. And the third thing is to sit and anticipate the coming of Shabbos. To sit for just a few minutes before Shabbos actually hits. Eretz Yisrael, we have a siren. Lets you know Shabbos is coming, get ready. For some people, it's to sit down with a bowl of cholent and a gishmaka, a bottle of beer, or something like that. And you just, you chop around, you want to feel a little of that. That's why we taste the food of Shabbos, before Shabbos also. A ti'ima of Shabbos. Tayamel chayim zachu, tasting it is life in and of itself. It brings your neshama alive. And that's how we're able to turn everything, the eating and everything we do physical, into something very kedushadik. But it requires preparation. That's why we're here, prepared.
I was singing some more nigunim. Shabbos tikkun nigunim. Oh, Shabbos tikkun nigunim. No, it's chus. It's chus to have a Rebbe that wants to do something like this, no? It's unheard of in these places. What, Shabbos on Thursday night? No. I sing some nigunim. And for those of you who don't know, you just wait a round or two, you'll pick it up, and mit Hashem. It's good. It's very good. Dai nai 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 nai
Aha, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Time!
Tave Yeshua. One more time, Tave, 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 Tave Yeshua. Yaakov, Tave, 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 Tave Yeshua.
Fuchs. There's a lot of good things that are happening right now. Hey, there was a Noah and Melis Yurtzeit today. Tzadik v'al tzadikim. B, you guys are going to tzas for Shabbos. See, tzas and Shabbos are interchangeable because one. You don't understand the schus to spend. I only spent one Shabbos in my life in tzas. The schus to spend Shabbos in tzas. That's what we wouldn't have Shabbos unless we had tzas. Not for the Arizal and Shlomo Alkabetz and the Ramak, Yosef Cairo. We have no. Imagine just saying Baruch Hu Es Hashem Avarach Lichadodi without any of his morim. I should be lost. It's not for tzvas. This is a big. It's a big schus, obviously, and I don't think it's any coincidence. Or if you chose to do it tonight, right before you guys go to tzvas. Also, it's good that we danced a little bit just now. Sefer Sif Sechein says the only thing that keeps a person in this world stuck to his artis is his feet. So it's very important that a person, when you're dancing sometimes, get your feet off the ground. Your feet represent that you're always on the gashmius. So lift up a little bit sometimes. So there's no better way to go into Shabbos than lifting up a little bit. So just trying to speak about the inyan of Shira. I think that's something that Rav Fuchs and I was speaking about, that just to show what Shira is. Show there's something real here. There's a pnimius hadavar here. Moshe Zvi Weinberg, I heard him say one time, is that in the world of Eskimos, right, in the world of Eskimos and Antarctica or Alaska, wherever they live. So if I ask you, when there's white stuff coming down from Shemayim, what would you say?
Snow.
Snow. What, any other words for snow in English?
Hail.
No, not hail. That's not snow. Snow.
Hurry.
No, it's snow. We don't know any words. It's just snow, right? Okay, shelling. Okay, same thing. There's only one word. So by Eskimos, they have like six or something different words. Because why? Because their whole life is about snow. They have words for thick snow, thin snow, colored snow, if it's a little bit gray. But they have so many different lashonos. Why? Because it's something that's so integral to their lives. Right? For us, it's like, okay, it's snow. But for them, it's mamish their lives. That's why they have so many different words for it. Rabbi Nachman points out that if you look at the world of Shira, what's that for us? Nachman says a good Gemara, it's called Asara Mina Negina. If you look through Tehillim, there's 10 Lishonos for Shira. 10. Shir, Ashrei, Bracha, Maskil, Lamnatzeach, Negina, Nigunim, Tefillah, Hoda, Mizmor, and Haluka. That's 10 Lishonos of one word. That's wild. That means that what? That's an integral part to being a Yid. Is Negina. Is Shira. I mean, if someone says, a Jew says, Shira is not my Indian, you must not be a Jew. Same thing as a person saying, I don't eat challan on Shabbos, challan in my inyan. Even al pi halacha, right, there's a svar to say that if a person says, I don't eat challan on Shabbos, you have to check his lineage. So too is Shira. Right? If Shira is not part of your life, then what are you? It's one of the most integral parts about being a Yid. If we look, some of you maybe know this Torah before, but I think it's one of my favorite Torahs from the Heilat Tzvila Tzadik, the Blush of a Rav. He says that there's a concept of we've gone through four galias, right? The Dal Malchias. Right? Anyone know what they are? It's Bavel, Madai, right? Pras Madai, Yavon,
Edom.
And Edom. So what's missing?
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim. If there's any gullus that we know of, it's even Mitzrayim. So how do we speak about the four gullus? How do we forget Mitzrayim? There's no worse gullus than that. So the Tzilat Tzalik says like this. The Pasuk says, when we come down Mitzrayim, Ve'lishmos b'nei Yisrael ha-ba'im Mitzrayimah, that came into Mitzrayim. So he points out the word ba'im, right? Ba'im Mitzrayimah, ba'im is Ashtevos, Bavel, Aleph is Edom, Yud is Yavan, and Mem is Madai. So there's ha-ba'im Mitzrayimah, meaning what? That they're all rooted within Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim isn't a galus, pratis da galus, not a single galus. That any time a person is ever going through any tzaros in life, any gullus, that's called Mitzrayim. That's why everything in our lives is zeichle yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the root of all gullus. So we have to know, we're going to Leil Seder, which will come up in less than a month. Right? Yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't just mean that they went out a couple thousand years ago. It means that what? It's everyone's personal gullus today. Any tzar you're going through, that's called Mitzrayim. If you look, the Zera Kodesh, Schus Egen Linu, points out, if you take the middle letters of Mitzrayim, what do you get?
Yetzer.
So Yetzer, that's where Yetzer is rooted. It's Rhyme. Right? Every Jew today, not every Jew, but a lot of us, we're in a gullus called the gullus of the Yetzer. We're stuck under the wings of the Yetzer. So the question is, how do you get out of there? What can we do? What can we do that's a tactic in war to fight against it? It's called Shabbos Kodesh. It's a thing called, not Shabbos, it's called Shabbos Kodesh. It's not called, again, like we said before, it's so important to point it out. It's not called Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. It's not called Saturday night, it's called Motzi Shabbos. But the way you get out of this gullus is called Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Because when we come into Shabbos, right, we say in the Zmiros, on Nel Shabbos, say, Nachlas Yaakov Yirash, Beli Mitzarim Nachala. It's called the Nachla Beli Mitzarim Shabbos. Right, it's pointed also in the Art Scroll Seder, the interlinear. We say Velona Sato Hashem Kin the Garatos, Velona Chato Makin of Defsilim, Vgam Shkil Arkim, Ki Imli Israel. Imli Israel is the point I was talking about to Yaakov, that he gave Yaakov that portion. So Svarim asked, hold on a second, he didn't give it to Avram, why Yaakov more than anyone else? Why Shabbos called Nachas Yaakov Yirash? It's because Avram's portion he had in Eretz Yisrael was limited. Yitzhak's portion in Eretz Yisrael was limited. Eretz Yisrael was limited. But Yaakov, for us, the Yama came out to Vega. There's no limits. It's all. Everything's open. No boundaries. That's called Shabbos. It's called the Nachla Bli Mitzarim. What does Mitzarim have the same exact osios as? Mitzrayim. What Shabbos represents is Nachla Bli Mitzrayim. It takes you out of Mitzrayim. That's what I'm saying when we're talking about mikvah before. One of the kavanos of mikvah is that one of the kavanos, it depends how many you do, but on one of the, for some of them, the fifth, let's say you do five. So the fifth one, the kavanah, is that you're toivling to enter into the base of Mikdash. Just as when you come into the base of Mikdash, you can't enter in unless you go through the mikvah. So your mamish, and when you come to Shabbos, you're in Eretz Yisrael. So even if you're in Chutzarts, you're in a bechina called Eretz Yisrael. Why? That's why when you enter into Shabbos, what do you say? Say Chil Yitzias Yisrael. Because the Nekudah of Shabbos Kodesh is, it's called Eretz Yisrael. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is called. A Nachla B'li Mitzarim. Happens to be that if you take Gematria Nachla B'li Mitzarim, is Gematria 515, it's Gematria exactly Shira, Rav Matal Zilber points out. If you take Shir, the word Shir, B'miloi, means that you spell out the letters of Shir. Right? Shin is Shin Yun Nun. Yud is Yud Vav Dalad, Resh is Resh Yud Shin, is Gematria Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole Mitzias of Shira, what it does, it frees a person. We're talking about, I'm not in Mitzrayim. Yeah, but you're in a personal gullus. When a person closes his eyes, there's no better feeling than that. Right? When you feel like, wow, I'm singing, I'm free. I could lift my hands up, I could dance a little bit. Right? And no one, and I could close my eyes. But it's called a ge'ula. It's a ge'ula of what? Of Mitzrayim. Of all the Mitzrayim that we're stuck in. It comes from Shira Dafka. Is Danny still here? Danny Ellenbogen's great uncle, Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter. He's a big tzaddik, lives over here in Mei Sharm area. Mamsh, a big time tzaddik, one of the big breasts of Mashpiyim, but not just Tav and breasts of Mamsh everywhere, everyone knows. Of Yaakov Meir Schechter. So, could ask Danny also after. Mamash, I heard this from Zucker, that there might not be anyone in the world who has suffered more than Yaakov Meir Schechter. The tzaros he's gone through in life, again, I don't know personally, but just from hearing from a lot of people, he's lost kids, lost parents. I think he has six siblings. I think he lost most of them already. He lost his wife was at least what people tell, she was like a little bit crazy, and he had to deal with that his whole life, but he always mechabed her. She passed away. His sister just passed away less than a month ago. and left and right. All mamash, we can't even speak about it. Tzaras he's been through. So there's a maisa with him that there's one time that mamash the tzaras were just building up so much that he mamash couldn't learn, he couldn't daven, he couldn't do anything. And it's a big tzaddik who's mashpi, who's written svarim, not just on chassidus, on halacha also, right? And mamash couldn't bear the tzaras anymore. He said, you know what happened? He couldn't daven, couldn't learn Torah. So what did he do? So again, there's a big tzaddik in Meir Sharm. Said he ran to a park, sat on a bench, and he said to the Borei Olam, Hashem, I can't give you anything right now, but there's one thing I could actually give to you, and that's a niggun. I could give you a niggun. The only thing that I could possibly take, that I could possibly do in all this tzaras, is just I can offer you a niggun. And again, he just sat on a bench and started just singing a niggun. Again, a tzaddik yisor olam, a tzaddik who has thousands upon thousands of followers, just said, you know what? If there's nothing else I have, I can give you a niggun. If we don't realize the power of a niggun, how far it could take a person. But to realize that it's not just stam. If you look, my Rebbe Rubenstein says, how many people were killed in Shushan? We killed 510 people. 510 is gematria shir. It's very much connected with that whole Indian. That's the whole Torah, but not for now. But realize what our shiros and tishbachos do. It's big stuff. The Be'er Ma'im Chaim points out in the Sefer Sidur Shal Shabbos, he says that Shabbos is Rashi Tevos, Shabbos Bo Tashir. That in Shabbos, the Ikar Nekud of Shabbos, what? I sing. That when Shabbos comes, what do we say? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That Shira and Shabbos go together, they're one. You can't have Shabbos without Shiros and Tishbachos. There's no other place we see that called Zmiro Shabbos. You don't see that for any, okay, other Yom Tov have their little things. But mamash, the amount that tzaddikim wrote, the Eben Ezra, right, the Ari HaKadosh, all these tzaddikim wrote zmiros for Shabbos. Which means that what? That's an integral part of the day, is the zmiros, the singing of Shabbos. If you look at Kabbalah Shabbos, everything Kabbalah, Yidin Nefesh, right? Yidin Nefesh is one of the most beautiful nigudim, right? Right, and then you enter in the Yichud Ranal Hashem and Yotzer Yishenu, Nikan Mefanav Besoda Bizmiros. Second one, Shiru Hashem Shir Chadash. Mizmor Shir Hashem Shir Chadash again. Mizmor LeDavid. Ana V'Chawach. Lichadodi. Or Shlomo Akbet, like Rav Fuchs is just saying. Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Hashem Malach. V'Shamru. The whole Metzias of it is that when you think of Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't think of Kabbalah Shabbos. I don't care, the most Litvish Misnagid in the world sings Lichadodi. Even if it's painful, but they sing it. Even the most non-religious kid, he knows, Lichadodi, I sing that. Because there's something about Shabbos that's more than the neshama of a person. It's more the pnimius of a person. The Zohar Kaddish, which you guys are going to see after my biyat on Motzei Shabbos, Zohar refers to Shabbos, it's called Yom HaDinishmasa, the day of the neshama. Which means that what? I thought it was Mizmor Shira, that it's the day of Shira. But it's not a stira, it's one and two. Is that the words of the neshama is nigunim, is shira. Right? Is there ever a time you feel that more connected to your neshama than when you're singing nigunim, like Rafiq was just saying before? Because Shabbos and the neshama go together, and shira and the neshama go together. If you look in the Arizal's, in his zemiros that we sing on Lel Shabbos, his first zemer is called Azamer Beshvachin. Right? You say Askinu Sudasa, which if anyone doesn't say, you should get to know what that is, it's important. It says Askinu Sudasa. When we say that, we say Azamer, but the first line of the Arizal, okay? This is Ari HaKadosh, who Mamash brought Kabbalah Shabbos to us, brought Shabbos to us. It says like this. This is in Aramaic. It says Azamer Bishvachin Lemeal Go Pischin. So what does it mean? That Azamer Bishvachin, I sing in the Shevach of Hashem, Lemeal to enter in, go Pischin, to the Pesach of Shabbos. Which means that what? That if you're not singing Nigun, if you're not singing Zemiros, you're not entering into the gates of Shabbos. You're entering into a place called Saturday, by the Goyim. But the way you enter into Shabbos is what? Lemeal go piskin, azamer beshvachin. When we sing, that's how you enter into the gates. Dafka with azamer. I'll tell you two ramazim, b'siyat v'shmaya, is that we say, shiru l'Hashem shir chadash. Right, so a person has to know that the greatest in your feeling of yid, feeling Yiddishkeit, sometimes when you sing and dance, right, there's no greater feeling than that when you're with chaverim, right, singing Tzave Yishuas Yaakov. Right, beautiful words from Tehillim, from David Melech. You feel an Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. You feel, wow, this gishmak. It's like Shir Chadash is gematria Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. That what singing Shira, that makes you feel, oh, this is an Ashreinu. But there's also times we have Shir Lashem Shira Chadasha. Shira Chadasha Shibchu Geulim. So Shira Chadasha is Gematria A, it's Gematria Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of Shabbos, is Eretz Yisrael. And also Shira Chadasha is Gematria Oneg Shabbos. Is that a person has a lot of things. Oh, my Oneg is eating a nice piece of fish. My Oneg is eating a nice piece of this, or whatever it is. Right? All these different delicacies, you call. So a lot of Sfarim point out that, don't get me wrong, Rav Nachman says in the Kudim Aran that the Elikus, all the food of Shabbos is Kul Elikus. It's all godly. But sometimes it happens, a person says, V'karas l'Shabbos Oneg, right? You're not calling Shabbos your Oneg. You're calling your own body your Oneg. Is that the food is the covenant Shabbos. That what? That everything on Shabbos is Shabbos tik. Right? I'm not eating chalon. I'm eating Shabbos tik chalon. I'm not eating the same chicken I eat on Thursday night. I'm eating Shabbos tik chicken. It's important to think about that. Before you eat a piece of food, say, oh, covenant Shabbos kodesh. Or l'oneg Shabbos. Think about it. That it's different. I'm a different Jew. L'gamre. To feel that oneg Shabbos, that shira chadasha, that the what? That I eat the nigunim on Shabbos. Like Rav Fuchs is saying, l'maisa be'emes, you don't have to even eat on Shabbos. Again, we're not holding by that level. But you guys should feel that one day, that it's not even on the front of your mind. Oh, there's food? You could daven such a geshmak of all the Shabbos. Remember when I was in Uman this year for Rosh Hashanah? Daven Kabbalah Shabbos with 6,000 people in one room. 6,000 people. Remember when we finished Kabbalah Shabbos, I said there's still like an Olam HaTeva? Still Olam HaZeh out there? I felt like you can mamish daven Kabbalah Shabbos for the next 30 years. It's a feeling. That's a real thing. But like Rav Fuchs is saying, it requires hachana. So it's mamish. It's a big inyan that Rav Fuchs is doing this. That what the chevrish come together Thursday to Erev Shabbos Thursday night to realize it's Erev Shabbos to making ourselves. It's so important, and it's going to change your Shabbos forever if you're making yourself and you learn nigunim. Figure out nigunim. Right? Forget real Shabbos to nigunim. Like we just sang before. We sang that the original is nigun. We could still be singing that nigun right now. Right? We sang it for how many people realized that was almost like 10 minutes singing that nigun. Felt like 30 seconds. Why? Because you enter in, and you're like, wow, there's something here. It's Olam Hashira, Olam Hanagina. It's Chavre B'siyat Hashemayim Shibzochetah to enter into the Nigunim, to really enter into them, to enter into Shabbos. Like we said before, Azamer B'shvachin LeMe'al Go Pischin. That the derech to enter in is what? Through that Pesach is what? Through the Shiras of the Shvachas B'siyat Hashemayim. Keep going.
Where's the night sitter that's waiting to start in here?
Oh, the night sitter, yeah.
Is there a way for waiting outside?